Question A, how should we educate people in the future? I'm not exactly sure how teaching and education manages to move the goalposts so often and be subject to such excessive reforms, while still being very outdated and still constantly making use of ideas that don't work. In order to fix what many see as a broken education system, there needs to be more reform and more radical reform. There needs to be a wiping of the slate completely and starting again. The subject specialisms need to change, as students very often see right through the pointlessness of a lot of classroom-based tasks. Everything they do needs to be obviously because they will need it after they finish school for some reason. There needs to be no doubt. The structure within some subjects needs to change as well. For example, in my own subject, music, students can only access level 2 and 3 qualifications if they have had specific instrumental teaching, which always happens outside of normal lesson time. E-learning is going to be more and more important, as well as emphasising information literacy in an age where you can Google the answer to anything. I love the idea of students taking in the lesson at home via podcasts, blogging or video delivery, and then completing the homework in class with teacher support. I think there should be a complete flip in this sense, and this should be the practice most of the time. Libraries and computer labs, both in school and in public libraries at home, are going to be more important, allowing students on the other side of the digital divide to access this. There will also be more standardisation of the curriculum, and this emphasis on e-delivery of lessons will help with that. Teachers should not be spending hours planning their own way of teaching the same curriculum anymore. They should use national e-learning lessons as a resource to build students' work around, which is then completed with support in class. Teachers will be free to actually support the learning of the students then, while at the moment they are bogged down in paperwork, and that will significantly raise achievement. Question B, what do we need to be doing now to enable that? There needs to be an acknowledgement at the very top level of the exact problems that are happening on the front line of education. The reforms need to concentrate on well thought out, complete shake-up of the system and not ways in which to make particular ministers look good with clever doctoring of the statistics to provide them with a positive legacy. More collaboration of teaching resources to reduce the teacher's workload. Moving to nationalised banks of e-learning resources that are used to deliver lessons in their entirety.